The much-heralded free trade agreement between China and Australia officially in effect as of this Sunday. Under the agreement, tariffs on some 95% of Australian exports are being lifted. At the same time, hurdles are being lowered for Chinese businesses to invest in Australia. Chinese travelers are also going to be granted more access to the country through an increased number of visas. For more on the China-Australia FTA, CRI Zeng Liang spoke earlier with Professor James Lawrenson, Deputy Director of the Australia-China Institute at the University of Technology in Sydney.
The bilateral FTA was signed in June this year, and another important thing on this timeline is the TPP signed in October, and Australia is in both agreements. Do you think Australia's joining of TPP will somewhat affect its trade and bilateral relations with China?
Frankly, I think it's going to have little impact, certainly with respect to China, and to be honest, even more generally than that, I don't think the TPP is going to have a big impact on Australia's trade. Let's not forget that Australia already has bilateral FTAs with 8 of the 11 TPP countries. So the scope for increased trade with those TPP countries is quite small. On the other hand, I think the scope for increased trade with China is huge. The China-Australia FTA includes some very big tariff cuts on both sides. And so I think that's where the exciting development is for Australia.
So exactly how much gain can Australia obtain from this deal economically?
I think it's true to say that the FTA with China is the biggest piece of trade policy news we've had in this country. Well, how big a deal is it? Well, let's just look at some of the numbers. In the latest Chinese five-year plan, Premier Li Keqiang said he expected Chinese growth to be at least 6.5% out to 2020. Now, what that means is the rise of China's middle class is on track. Now, these numbers are enormous. Academic research suggests that between 2010 and 2030, the Chinese middle class will grow by 850 million people. Now, that's six times the population of Japan. So that's six times the population of Japan that Australia's agricultural sector, Australia's services sector, will have the opportunity to sell goods and services to. So it's a very, very significant deal.
How does the signing of the agreement received by the general public in Australia?
Well, there was some polling that has been done on this, in fact, and more of the Australian public supported the China FTA, despite the scare campaign that was run by some interest groups in Australian society. The fact is that more of the Australians supported the China FTA than were against the China FTA. So I think the Australian public understands just how important China is to Australia now and how important it will be in the future. Australia is in a very unusual position with respect to China. We all know that the US and the European Union run large trade deficits with China. In fact, we export about $40 billion more goods and services to China each year than we import. So clearly that's a very big demand, a positive demand impact, and on jobs for the Australian economy.
Professor James Lawrenson, Deputy Director of the Australia-China Institute at the University of Technology in Sydney, Australia, speaking with CRI's Zeng Liang.